This is an ABC podcast.
You know, I've changed my life in lots of different ways since beginning this podcast. I'm shopping at markets and bulk food places. I don't throw food away at all anymore. We switched to a green energy provider. And who would have thought, but I have not been using shampoo. I haven't. I've dumped it. Totally. But there is one thing that has been on my mind, and it's pretty controversial. Babies. See, Pet and I always knew we only wanted two kids, and the environment was one of the factors that kind of played into that choice. And I'm really happy with my two little munchkins, and I feel very lucky to have them. But that's a question lots of people face, right? How many kids should we have? And should we even be having kids? You know, if we want to save the planet. I'm Fee Poole and I'm learning to live a little greener. This is Little Green Pod. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Why don't you have three?
Because two's enough.
Two's enough for you as a couple or like for the planet?
For us and for the planet.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Do you want kids?
No.
Why not?
It's both more personally and probably politically with the environment and the world that we live in, and I feel like it's not such a nice environment.
How many kids do you have?
Four.
Why do you have four kids?
Well, two are planned and two are lack of contraception.
Will you have more kids, though?
No, I've had a vasectomy, so there's definitely no more kids coming my way.
Why don't you want five?
My sister's never going to have kids. I just had her kids.
Why isn't she going to have kids?
She just doesn't want kids.
So you're like, okay, I'll have my two and I'm going to have your two too.
Yeah, that's how it worked.
Do you think more people need to consider the environment when they think about having kids?
Yeah, definitely. The world's overpopulated at the moment and humans are the greatest impact on our environment and the longevity and sustainability of our Earth.
You're a dad?
Yeah, I'm a dad of three. The world needs more good people, so you bring more good people into the world, it spreads more good and more love, and we need that.
There are just so many children that need love and support that are already not getting the adequate supports, and that's a real issue for me.
Rather than making your own one, love one that needs it.
Yeah. I'm all for Professional Auntie No Kids, the PANC acronym.
Is that a thing? It's Professional Auntie No Kids.
Yeah, that's where I'm at these days. But I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm no expert, but Dr. Sarah Perkins Kirkpatrick is. She's a climate scientist and research fellow with the University of New South Wales. And quite appropriately, she's on parental leave right now. Sarah, is it okay to keep breeding if our kids grow up to be eco-warriors?
Well, see, this is the issue, you know. Some people say, having a child is probably the worst thing you can do for the planet because then you're introducing a larger carbon footprint. But conversely, if you could say, well, I can have a child and they're going to have a lower carbon footprint than you do, then, the debate or that argument's won in that kind of setting. So I'm not saying go and have 10 children. Everyone should go have 10 children. Some people do, and I'm not going to judge them for that at all. But certainly, stopping at one or two, if you'd rather have a couple more, then there shouldn't be an issue with that, so long as they're able to live in an environmentally sustainable way.
Scientists from the University of British Columbia and Sweden's Lund University say if we all had one less child, that action would be more effective than anything else we could do to help save the planet. In fact, an American family who chooses to have one less child would provide the same reduction in emissions as 680 teenagers who recycled for the rest of their lives.
You've just had your second baby. Was that a tough choice, like considering you're a climate scientist?
I would like to have more in my heart. I still don't feel like I'm done having children. Or I'd like at least one more, but that's what I'm struggling with. So, and I do struggle with that. Do we want to have more children just because we love having family versus A, what sort of world are they going to inherit, and B, their own carbon footprint as well?
Surely it's going to be better the fewer you have.
Better for the environment overall, yes. I would agree with that. So a family that doesn't have any children, whether it's by choice or whatever, that's fine. they will ultimately have a less carbon footprint because they're not using nappies and not introducing someone else into the world that will have their own carbon footprint, that sort of thing. But that shouldn't be the only reason not to have children. You know, ultimately, we do need to keep our species going. And we should keep a species going that A, is intelligent, and B, knows how to live sustainably. So teach them how to use greener energy solutions, not to travel by car, not use plastic, that sort of thing. If we can educate them going into the future that you can have a family, your own family later down the track, and also live a green lifestyle that has a very small impact on the climate, then, you know, we should be doing that as well. That's what we should be putting forward and encouraging, not no one have children at all. That's not a sustainable solution in itself.
American philosopher and bioethicist Rivka Weinberg wrote a book called The Risk of a Lifetime: How, When, and Why Procreation May Be Permissible. She concluded that if you want to make a baby, there are two criteria that must be met. One, that procreation is motivated by the desire and intention to raise, love, and nurture the child once it's born. And two, that the risk you impose on your child would be acceptable as a condition of your own birth. Ask yourself, would you be happy to be brought into a world where temperatures are soaring, the Great Barrier Reef is dying, millions of hectares of forest are being cleared, and thousands of animal species are becoming extinct every year? Alrighty then, go ahead.
Can you tell me, as a climate scientist, like, what do you see ahead of us? Like, what future will these kids have?
Oh, much warmer. So think of the worst summer you've ever experienced it. Add another couple of degrees on top of that, and that happens almost every summer. So some people think, oh, a couple of degrees, that doesn't really mean anything. Well, actually it does. If we don't have the infrastructure to cope, and it's very likely that we won't, we'll have a lot more blackouts. So you think, oh, yeah, I'll just turn on my air conditioner, it'll be totally fine. It won't be fine because you won't have any power to do that.
And how soon is this future you're talking about?
Oh, in our lifetime, and absolutely in our children's lifetimes. By the time my daughter is in her mid-30s, you know, I'll be in my 70s then, so we're still alive. They're in their own childbearing years.
So what tips do you have for someone else grappling with that decision? Like, should I have another kid? Should I even have a kid?
My point of view is we should at least be able to replace ourselves. So if you want to have a child, if you want to have two children, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that, and you shouldn't feel bad for wanting to have a family. It's a very naturally instinctive thing. You know, some climate scientists have decided not to have children because of climate change, and that's their choice. I can't fault them for that. And I spoke to a colleague thinking about this quite deeply, and they said, well, you never know. Your child might be the one to fix this issue. They might be the one to lead the revolution, so to say, or whatever it might take to, you know, reduce climate change. If we all thought like that, then we'd have no children, and, you know, then it's our species is doomed anyway. You know, what's the point?
Hey, Petey, would you have another baby if it grew up to be an eco-warrior?
Fee, we've talked about this. No more kids. No more kids. None.
I know, but they're so cute.
What, we're having another baby?
No.
Please.
No,
your dad's right. We decided ages ago that we only wanted two kids. But you know what? This podcast has already changed my life in so many ways. What about you?
Well, I don't eat meat anymore. I got rid of plastic straws in our canteen.
And I think my lunchboxes are really good now. They're waste-free, no packaging.
Yeah, I am so proud of us all. But can you guys make me a promise?
What?
From now until you're old like me and Dad, can you think back to this podcast and everything that we've learned together and remember to try and do one little green thing every single day?
Like recycling? And planting veggies and trees in our backyard?
Yeah, because imagine, like, if everybody just did one little green thing.
Lots of little green things would turn into one humongous green thing.
And then when we have kids, and then they have kids, and then they have kids,
they will still have a planet to live on. Look, we've changed our habits, but it's not like we've saved the world yet. That's why you and I, all of us, have to keep on doing little things every day. And if you know someone who wants to change, but they just need a little nudge, share this podcast with them. It's free. And it has a teeny tiny environmental footprint. Actually, I think it's like, it's not carbon, it's the other way around. Like, it's carbon neutral. It's carbon, it's not carbon, but It's carbon negative. It's like this podcast sequesters carbon.
Little Green Pod is a ABC Audio Studios and a ABC regional and local production. It's presented by our mum, Fiona Paul. The producer is Samantha Turnbull, audio engineers Simon Branthwaite, and the executive producers are Liz Keane and Rachel Fountain.